Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. Chief Minister Nipuro calls on youth to step up and drive change in society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and America stand firmly together in fight against terrorism. Women must be fearless, ambitious, and break barriers, says President Draupadi Murmu. And 38 National Games concludes in Uttarakhand. Now the news in detail. Chief Minister Nipuro has urged the youth of Nagaland to step up to take the state rise higher. He said this while addressing the fourth convocation ceremony of St. Joseph University, Chumukedima, today, encouraging the graduating students to take risks, adapt to change, and stay humble. Mr. Rio urged them to contribute to the society, becoming assets to the community.
Wherever you are planted, each of you must emerge as an asset to the society and the community you belong to. Dream big, work hard, stay humble, and always believe in yourself. You are the future leaders, innovators, change makers. The world needs your energy, your ideas, and your courage. And our people and our state is depending on you. A nation is built by the sacrifice of its people. And we want you and your generations to step up so that Nagaland rises higher and contribute towards making India shine brighter.
The chief minister said many youth in Nagaland have turned challenges into thriving ventures, using their resilience, creativity, and courage to transform local industries. Highlighting Nagaland's rich heritage, unity, and values, Mr. Rio encouraged the graduates to carry this into the professional world. He urged them to uphold integrity and strive for excellence in their career and service. Congratulating the graduates, he said the degree is not merely a certificate of academic excellence, but a reflection of their ability to adapt, innovate, and contribute to society. Mr. Rio also commended the university for its focus on academic excellence, innovation, and holistic development, which is shaping future leaders for a new progressive Nagaland. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India and America have stood firmly together in the fight against terrorism, and both agree that concrete action is needed to eliminate cross-border terrorism. Addressing a joint press meet after holding bilateral talks with US President Donald Trump at the White House in Washington, D.C. today, Mr. Modi said India and US have announced to sign a new 10-year framework for a major defense partnership in the 21st century. The two countries also decided to double the bilateral trade to $500 billion by 2030. Prime Minister Modi said cooperation and collaboration between India and America can shape a better world.
America aur Bharat saath milkar kaam karte hain, yani MAGA. MAGA plus MEGA tab ban jata hai Mega Partnership for Prosperity.
Prime Minister Modi highlighted that concerted action is necessary to eradicate cross-border terrorism.
सहमत है कि सीमा पार आतंकवाद के उन्मूलन के लिए ठोस कार्रवाई आवश्यक है और मैं राष्ट्रपति जी का आभारी हूं उन्होंने 2008 के जिसने भारत में नरसंहार किया उस मुजरिम को अब भारत के हवाले करने का निर्णय किया.
During the meeting, U.S. President Donald Trump said India and the U.S. have agreed to work together to help build one of the greatest trade routes, the India-Middle East-Europe Economic Corridor. He announced a key agreement aimed at making the U.S. the leading supplier of oil and natural gas to India.
The Prime Minister and I also reached an important agreement on energy that will restore the United States as a leading supplier of oil and gas to India.
India and US also reaffirmed that a close partnership between both the countries is central to a free, open, peaceful and prosperous Indo-Pacific region. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said India will host a Quad Summit later this year, and Prime Minister Modi has extended an invitation to President Trump. President Draupadi Murmu today urged women to dream big and gather the courage, strength and potential to achieve their dreams. Addressing the 10th International Women's Conference in Bengaluru, she emphasized that women must be fearless, set ambitious goals, break barriers, and challenge stereotypes. She called for ensuring that human values remain intact in the present age of advancements in technology.
The advances in technology have given us a better quality of life in some ways. In such a competitive world, we must ensure that our human values remain intact. In fact, every human being needs to put in extra efforts consciously to promote human values of compassion, love, and unity.
President Murmo stated that every human being needs to put in extra effort consciously to promote human values such as compassion, love, and unity. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news updates, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India and Thailand share deep cultural ties that span over 2,000 years. Addressing the Samvad program being organized in Thailand through video conference, Mr. Modi said India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other. He said it stands as a beautiful example of the shared philosophical and spiritual traditions of Asia.
India's Act East policy and Thailand's Act West policy complement each other, promoting mutual progress and prosperity. This conference marks another successful chapter in our friendship. The theme of Samvad speaks of the Asian century.
The Prime Minister said this conference highlights that the Asian century is not just about economic value, but also about social values. He observed that conflicts today extend beyond people and nations, with humanity increasingly in conflict with nature. The Prime Minister remarked that this has led to an environmental crisis that threatens our planet. MLA Y. Monbemo Humtsoy has introduced a civil services coaching sponsorship program to support 25 aspirants from economically weaker sections in the 38 Woka Assembly constituency. Mr. Humtsoy launched the program during the souvenir release event of the Woka Village Students' Union today. Aimed at promoting meritocracy and educational opportunities, the program offers 7 months of coaching for NPSC and NSSB exams. The monthly meeting of the New Land District Planning and Development Board, DPDB, today stressed on the need for effective implementation of inner line permit. In this regard, Minister for PHED and Cooperation and Chairman DPDB, Jacob Jumomi, urged for cooperation from all district officers. The board also discussed construction of office building for the Department of Land Resources and assessment of Newland local ground for future expansion, among others. The 38th National Games held in Uttarakhand concluded today. On this occasion, Indian Olympic Association President P.T. Usha officially declared the end of the Games. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, chief guest at the closing ceremony, handed over the flag of the National Games to Meghalaya Chief Minister Konrad Sangma, as Meghalaya will host the 39th National Games in 2027. Nagaland wrapped up its participation at the Games with 2 bronze medals. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo calls on the youth to step up and drive change in society. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says India and America stand firmly together in fight against terrorism. Women must be fearless, ambitious, and break barriers, says President Draupadi Murmu. And 38th National Games concludes in Uttarakhand. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back tomorrow with the English news at 7:30 a.m. Good night.